Have you had an opportunity to sign up for the Unshakable Certainty seminar? I hope so. I hope you're on our mailing list and you can get some information about when that's going to take place. I'm anticipating that it's going to be something special. In a time when we are facing this level of difficulty, it's important that we understand what it means to be secure in our identity in Christ. We've made it possible for people, regardless of their economic status, to take part in this. So I hope you're considering it at the very least. Again, if you're not on our mailing list, you can go to healingcareministries.org. Go to the page where you have an opportunity to sign up for our newsletter, and that automatically puts you on our mailing list. And by the way, it's been great for me to do these live streams and these seminars and know that we are connecting with people around the globe. It's something special, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity. Let me pray. Father, we come in that wonderful name, the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for us. The magnitude of the gospel, so generously given, it takes our breath away. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for being God present with us. And we ask that in this time that your anointing would speak to us and that we would know not only your presence, but your power experienced in our lives. Lord, I bless all my family on the Sling Stones podcast that something special will come their way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to talk about something that we've probably touched in the past, although I have to admit, having done over 200 of these podcasts, and I don't keep a record of all the different topics, we may or may not have touched this in the past, but I think we have. I want to talk about the four essentials of Ignatian theology and apply it to some degree to this current struggle that we're in, because I think it could help us to understand. Yes, I'm a fan of some of the writings and especially the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius. You know, he was born in 1491, I believe, and he started a group that were followers of Jesus, the Order of Jesus, the Order of Jesuits. I just like the very notion that Christ was right at the center and right at the heart of all that. And if you've ever done the spiritual exercises, you're aware they're kind of divided into four sections, 4 weeks. And the first one is to really contemplate God's grace and our sin. And then we spend a week contemplating the life of Christ, and then a week the death of Christ, and then a week the resurrection of Christ. It's all about Christ. Now, at the heart of Ignatian theology are four concepts. I'll mention them, and then I want to speak to each of them in relationship to what we've been going through in these days through this pandemic. And the first is called incarnational theology. What we're talking about with incarnational theology is that we are to be a reflection of the coming of Jesus into our world. Jesus, the Son of God, came, he tabernacled in our midst, he became one of us. And now as his followers, that's what we're supposed to do in society. We are to go and to be the arms and the legs of Jesus, the heart of Jesus. And even in a time like this where there's social distancing, there are things that we can do that can encourage other people, that can minister to other people. I know for me, I'm not a phone call guy, but I've been using my phone a whole lot more, calling folks, encouraging folks. Others have been doing the same for me. Henry Nouwen wrote a lot of great books, and the one that I happen to love, I think most of all, is a book called The Living Reminder. And he's essentially saying that as Christians, we are to be a living reminder of Jesus. And that's what incarnational theology is about. Get among the people. Let them see you live for Jesus. Be the gospel. Care. Share. Now, I'm sure there might be some of you that right now are thinking, I'd like to have that toward myself, and I get it, but Do you know that sometimes I've found for me one of the best ways to receive ministry is to give ministry? One of the best ways to be encouraged is to encourage. When I'm facing desolation, it helps me to ask the Holy Spirit to help me become light for someone else. And that's the notion of incarnational theology. We look for opportunities which are all around us in these days to say a good word for Jesus and to help those that are broken, especially those that are weak and can't seem to help themselves. My wife and I were on a ride today. We went down into the country, into the Mohican Park, and as we were coming out, we passed a care home, a nursing home. And something that touched me deeply was the fact that I saw a woman standing outside a window speaking to someone on the other side. It was a room, and someone they must have known or cared for or loved was in that room. And they're not allowed to have contact with them, but they stood outside the window and they ministered to them. That's a notion of incarnational theology. A second pillar is the idea that God is present in all things. That's kind of like Romans 8:28, God uses all things. But I've been trying to say to myself and to say to other people that God's not distant from what's happening right now. His presence is all around us. And even when the clouds are in, we need to remember what we experienced in the light, the love of God, the goodness of God, the nearness of God. Another thing about God in all things means that He can use this to change us. And I don't know about you, but I need change. And one of the things that I've noticed is that when the tensions of social distancing rises, so does my fascination with dysfunctional behavior. All of a sudden, I want to eat more and kill pain more. And I act out more, or I get angry more. And you know, I need to allow that to be brought to God, to be able to say to Him that even in that affliction, God, You can meet me. As things come to the surface in this difficult time, we need to know they were always there. But now that God is in all things and He is in this, we can ask Him to allow us to be shaped through this. Another aspect, though, of God in all things is looking for Him in even the most difficult of places. We talked about that before, of how some of the saints would go out, like Mother Teresa, and try to find Jesus in His most disturbing disguise. That's something we can do here also. Incarnational theology, God in all things. The third is contemplation in action. Now that, wow, that sounds almost big and mystical. But it has a meaning that I think could help us in this time. Contemplation in action basically means that, on the one hand, we need to know how to be still and know God in these times. Sit at His feet, become aware of His presence, so that even when the wind is blowing and the floodwaters are rising and the fires are threatening, that we can experience that sense of stillness. That's part of contemplation. Another part of contemplation is that as we are in action, not sitting out alone or in a monastic type of life, but as we're out mingling with people, to let our awareness be raised to the whispers of God, to the presence of God, to the goodness of God. I think all of this is something we especially need in this day. Contemplation means we're learning how to see grace, to see possibilities, to get excited about small things. Yesterday, my granddaughter, still living here with us, was so excited, running to me, "Papa, Papa, I saw three rabbits." And she was just delighted by that. And then later in the day, she and her brother wanted to tell me that he held her up at the kitchen sink so she could look out the window and saw eight deer walk through our yard. The ability to see those things is a reminder of life and promise. I think that's something we need to see. I think also we need to see opportunities to support the weak and the broken, and to say yes to social justice. Today, on this very day, there were protests about unfair treatment of essential workers, and there were individuals from Whole Foods and from Amazon and other distributors. They were protesting and saying, look, we're out here as essential workers, and we need masks, and we need to be cared for, and we need some additional pay that helps us get through this time, and we need to thank them for this work. We need to say the good word for them, and we need to pray, which is also part of contemplation in action. It's really about love in action. What are concrete ways in which we can love during this specific time? Four principles of incarnational theology that we can think about with the Lord's help. Incarnational theology: be the arms and legs of Jesus. Find God in all things. He's here, and He can use it to change us. And in our actions, look for deeper meaning. To be still, to see, to love. The final principle is freedom through a detachment. Freedom through detachment is not as complex as someone might think. It simply means this, that times like these can show us where we were holding on to false loves, where idols of the heart were raised up inside of us. For example, all of us need security. We want security. It's good that we have a sense of security, but to be honest with you, times like this can show us that you can't have security in your job, you can't have security in your bank account, and so on and so forth. And that what St. Ignatius would teach is that God wants you to feel that love, security, belonging, but He wants you to feel it in Him. And that sometimes we have to consciously say, God, I've been finding my security in my bank account and in my job and in being with other people. And in this stage of my life, at this time of a pandemic, You remind me that freedom comes when I attach all of those longings to You. In the book of Ezekiel, those are referred to as idols of the heart. We've talked about that before. So I'm finding some encouragement by reflecting yet again on some of the aspects of Ignatian theology. And when I was reviewing these four elements, I thought, oh, I want to share them with my friends, that we might find in Christ all that we need. You're important. God loves you. He's nuts about you. He's given you great promises. Think about these things. Let the Lord use them to speak to your heart. And please today remember, God longs to bless you and keep you. His face does shine on you, and He loves being gracious to you. He's actually turned to you even in these days, and He wants to give you peace.